More than 42,000 irregular migrants have arrived in Spain so far this year, a two-thirds increase from 2023. Most arrive on Spain's Canary Islands, more than 100 kilometres from the African coastline. Last year alone, around 6,000 migrants died attempting the crossing, according to human rights groups. But for many, the dangers are outweighed by the dream of a new life in Europe. 22-year-old Masire Conare arrived in Spain from Mali.
If you make it here, the only thing you have to do is go to class, to keep learning, to talk to people. You have to be an open person, especially as an immigrant. You have to make a double effort, and that's what we're doing now.
For the migrants, there is hope of a better life. The Spanish government also sees economic potential. Like many Western countries, Spain's population is aging fast. It desperately needs young workers to build the economy and pay taxes. But the country's birth rate last year hit its lowest level ever recorded at under 1.2, among the lowest in Europe. Speaking at a European Union leaders' summit Thursday, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez said immigration is vital.
Our present and future competitiveness, the economic growth of our country, the sustainability of our welfare model also depends on migration. We must manage migration flows from the perspective of the demographic challenge.
But amid a rise in support for far-right parties across Europe, many EU member states want tougher migration controls. Striking a balance won't be easy. Jesús Verdú Baeza is an associate professor of law at the University of Cadiz.
We are a country with strong values, and we want this balance between controlling migration and offering asylum seekers a legal way to enter and to respect their rights. We need them. Here in Spain, without migrants, we have no fruits on the supermarkets. Possibly the economy simply could not function properly. We need migrants.
As part of its new approach, Spain is drafting a strategy for Africa, focusing on what it describes as the economic and social transformation of the continent. While seeking to facilitate legal migration, Spain is trying to stop irregular migrants arriving on its shores. It wants the EU's border agency Frontex to seek permission to patrol African coastlines to intercept the migrant boats. Many migrants are traumatised by the journey. 21-year-old Ahmed Karab is from Morocco.
I want to give some advice to my countrymen and my friends. Don't come in a small boat, because they are very dangerous.
Spain wants a long-term solution to migration that works for Africa and for Europe. But the hope of a better life continues to draw tens of thousands of people across these dangerous seas. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.